Welcome to Life and Business in Flow. I'm Kate Adamo, mentor, retreat, and podcast host. And this is your soft place to land. An invitation for you to pause, get curious about what you want your life and business to feel like, and redefine what success looks like to you. I've seen and learned so many things in my years as a mentor, and one thing I know for sure is things need to change. I'm here to be that voice of change and to gently nudge you towards doing things differently. Hustling doesn't work. We've all seen it. It leads to burnout and disconnect. I want to help you create space, connect back to yourself, and set up solid foundations in your life and business. It's time to be open to the possibility of doing things differently and authentically. It's time for life and business to be in flow. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today's is possibly going to be a big one. It's one that's been close to my heart for a long time, and I've shared different parts of the story across, you know, podcasts and posts and newsletter over the last couple of years. And I thought I just wanted to go maybe a little deeper today, in just the hope that it helps you make some changes in your life or inspires you in some way. And it's an episode I would love for you to share with your daughter, your mum, your sister, your girlfriends, even your partner. Because I think there's a lot that we need to talk about when it comes to health. But I'll get to the health bit in a minute. Firstly, I wanted to share a little bit more about why I started this business, what had happened before I started, and what I want to do and the change that I want to see in the world. And I really, really want to be a part of that. So as you would know, if you've been following along, my business is about 6.5 years old now. Started in on the 1st of December, 2017. Prior to that, I'd been a stylist for some years. And just prior to starting the business, I was actually working for Marty Fox, who is the CEO of White Fox. And if you're not familiar with him, he's got agencies in Melbourne, Perth, New Zealand. I think there's some few more opening. He's one of the judges on the block, and he's just doing some really, really cool things. I used to style houses for Marty in 2016, and I remember him showing me and telling me all about White Fox, showing me his cool branding, his plans, and all these crazy ideas. And I just thought, that's something I'd love to be a part of. So I ended up leaving styling and going to support Marty as his office manager. I think he'd been open, 8 or 10 weeks or something. And I went across to support him as office manager and help him set some things up. And it was a really cool experience. I learned a lot from Marty, and I have still to this day so much admiration and respect for what he has created from nothing, if you know his story. But I knew, I think about 6 months in, or maybe even sooner, like it was a cool experience. Don't get me wrong. I loved working in South Melbourne, just near the markets. You know, we'd go to the pub as a team every now and then on a Friday afternoon. And it was just that cool, you know, inner city Melbourne experience that I hadn't had before, being, you know, from country Queensland. And I really loved it, but I did know deep down that there was something more for me. And it was about, I think I started there in May, and it was about August that year that we found out that mum's cancer had come back. It was terminal, and we didn't know how long she had left. Needless to say that the way I was living my life and what I was thinking and feeling and what mattered, and everything was thrown upside down, living 2 states away from her and working in a full-time job and, you know, spending a couple of hours in traffic every day. And I just kept thinking, something's not right here. Something isn't working for me. I've got to make some changes. And I think it was about October, I finally decided, that's it. I'm going to pull the pin. I don't know what's happening with mum. I don't know if I'm going to have to go home. We're getting married in March. I need to just some space. I need to make some changes. And so I kept saying to my husband, I'm going to quit. And he kept saying, have you done your resume? Like, you need to have that done. And I just said, I know that I don't. Like, there was just something strange where I was just trusting that something would come up. And I had no idea what that was. And I was looking for jobs, and there was nothing out there that I wanted to do. Nothing was just really, you know, appealing to me. And so I made the bold move and I resigned. And within that week, went to help a girl that I knew with her styling business. And, you know, she'd been doing a great job, but there was some challenges. She'd just started out with her own warehouse and there was, you know, logistics and sales and all sorts of things that needed to be kind of unpacked and taught in a different way. And I really enjoyed it. And I went home to Adrian, I think it was probably after the first night, somewhere there. And I just said, I need to start a business in this. This is something that I really enjoy. I'm passionate about. I love helping women. I understand it. I feel like I'm going to start to understand business here. I understand creatives and the industry. And there was a gap. And within 6 weeks, I had launched the business, then called In-House Stylist. And I was still helping her up until sort of that point and for some time after that. And within a couple of days of launching, I had a stylist from Sydney reach out. And at that point, I was going and doing the consulting in person, which, you know, I'm glad I still can't do that now. And she flew me to her warehouse in Sydney and booked me in for the 3 days. And then I went back another point, I think for 5 days and so forth. And actually blew my mind that from just a whim, a chance experience, a, hey, can you come and help me? I went to help her, business launched, here we are. And I'm sure it would have happened, you know, anyway, because there was a few people I was sort of talking to that wanted help at that point in the industry, that were sort of reaching out, and it was just, it was something that was meant to happen. And I trusted, I took that crazy leap. What was it? Probably 5 months before our wedding, when I definitely couldn't afford to not be full-time employed, because as we know, it takes at least 6 months, if not 12, to get any sort of form of consistent income in a new business. You know, not to mention all of the setup costs. But there it was. I didn't need that resume after all. And I just got started. And 6.5 years in, we're still here, booked out, doing my thing, loving what I do. And so going back to mum for a moment, you know, with that diagnosis, it really did change how I felt about things starting that business, because I did think at some point I'm going to have to move home. There was even mention for a moment, mum, you know, might not make it. We don't know if she'll be around for the wedding. Do we move the wedding forward? Like, as you can imagine, it was a pretty full on experience when you're just starting a new business and you're living in a different state from all of your family. Reflecting on that now, it was, you know, I probably didn't give myself enough credit for what was actually going on and how cool it was to be able to launch a business, you know, during that phase. But it also made me think how I wanted to run that business. And I knew, fingers crossed, I'd never want to work for anyone again. So I was going to do everything in my power for that to happen, to not let anyone dictate my value and worth anymore, and for the business to be run on my terms. And it had to be slow with organic growth. Because when I launched the business, I wasn't well. And you would know that if you've listened to some episodes, I was getting a lot of tests done. I was getting a lot of knockback from doctors. I was getting some answers that I knew weren't correct, because I knew, I was listening to my body, I was doing my own research, and I'm so glad I did. And my fatigue had become quite crippling. And there were some periods there in the first year of the business where I didn't know if I was going to, you know, if I didn't know it was going to make it, I was going to make it. Like, I know that sounds dramatic, but my God, it felt like it some days. Like, I would get out of bed, do my coaching, and get back into bed. I was so bad. I was really, really struggling with the fatigue. It was very crippling. To the point where I'd, you know, try to go to the grocery store on a Saturday because Adrian worked every Saturday, and I'd have to sit in the car for 10 minutes and just will myself to get out of the car to do it. It got that bad. And even Adrian had to even blow dry my hair for me sometimes. Like, it was just a really horrible experience. And that still continues to this day every now and then. It's not as bad. It doesn't get as bad or for as long, but it's still there. And my body's still definitely guiding me with that and when I need to slow down. And I guess from, you know, from the early days, I've had the feelings of why me and why has this happened to me? And I'd get quite upset about it, of why do I have to be living this experience? Why do other people get to feel normal? And when will I get to feel normal again? Because it's something I've been experiencing since my teenage years and probably even at some point in my primary school years. And it wasn't until probably 12 or 18 months, probably close to 18 months into my business experience that I was working with a then mentor in LA who's since closed her business a few years ago. And we had a really big chat about it all, and she got me to look at it in a different way. And from that day, I've started to feel very differently about my experience. And there were huge tears of relief and gratitude, because for me, I realized it was happening for me, not to me. And because this is what I'm supposed to learn to help other women. And there were real tears of relief and gratitude, because this, I guess, was my purpose. My experience had led me to learning how to work smarter and not harder, how to set up solid foundations and strong boundaries around my availability, and to really take time off and to look after my health. And it taught me how to run a business properly. And after a lot of soul searching and reflecting on what I wanted to do, the business name changed. I was very torn for a few months in the first couple of years of, do I just want to help property stylists? Do I create a course there? Like, what am I here to do? And it was such an internal battle, and I just felt so flat and conflicted and frustrated. And one day, just this out of nowhere on reflection, when I was journaling, Life and Business in Flow just popped up, and it just resonated and it sat. And I think I sat with it again for probably about another 8 months until I rebranded. And I made the decision to change the business name from In-House Stylist to Kate Adamo, and obviously the podcast which followed, and the Instagram to Life and Business in Flow, but they're not the name of the business. And I decided to open my services up to not just property and interior stylists, but designers and creatives, because I knew that I could help women in a bigger way and that I had so much more to give. And I knew my offering was more holistic than most, and it could create real change when you really start to shape a business from the season of life that you're in, what's happening with your health, you know, helping you with your mindset and setting up really great foundations in the business. All of those things come together to create just such a special impact in both your life and business. And that is just so deeply what I'm here for. And I want to share that with so many people. And a little over 6 years on, as I said, I'm still having these tests for my health, finding the right support. And it has been such a journey, and one that I feel very grateful for, that I'm finally starting to get the right support and finding the right people, and, you know, finding out that my estrogen was dangerously high, my progesterone was too low, my cortisol was flatlining, my nervous system was shot, and in December that my insulin resistance, that I had insulin resistance. And that was why I obviously had all this weight gain, which was very, very frustrating because it came very quickly. And mum's cancer was estrogen dominant, we found out years later. So as you can imagine, it was incredibly important for me to go down that road, to not take no for an answer, and to really get to the bottom of what was happening with my body, because I was heading in the same direction as mum, and I'd possibly even be there now with breast cancer had I not have continued to listen to my symptoms, listen to my body, research, keep getting tests, and keep getting answers. And it's a real relief to have people in my corner. And I know that there's still going to be, you know, it's still going to take a while, because it had got so bad. Even though I have been running the business really well with great foundations, the stress of the last couple of years with mum really inflamed and challenged all the work that I was trying to do, because I gave very deeply there, and I gave of myself, not going to say too much, but a lot in terms of, you know, completely restyling and renovating all of the farmhouse and just everything that mum needed, her personal shopper, like baking for her, you know, phone calls, having her live here, like similar almost to having a child in some ways, because it was relentless, and she had a lot of anxiety and needed a lot. And it really took its toll. So it was very hard. And even though I was doing those things, it was hard for them to have an impact. And I feel like now, finally, from December, they're starting to have more of an impact, and I'm definitely starting to see some changes in my cycle and fatigue and all of those things. And I'm doing this work because I don't want to end up where mum did. And I'm sharing about this because I don't want you to. And from what I've been reading, between now and 2050, there's going to be a 75% increase in cancer rates. And that's from a number of factors, but one of the main ones is hormone testing not being something that's readily done. And it's not something that doctors often suggest unless you're trying to get pregnant or if you're, you know, starting that menopause journey. And it's something that I really want to become commonplace, because one day I want to see a world where hormone testing is as commonplace as breast screening. Because if we really want to prioritize prevention over cure, let's start there. Alongside of hormone testing, I think it's so important that we look at our environment. And for me, I've been living low tox for well over 10 years in terms of body products, cleaning products, what enters our home. Like it still freaks me out now if I see people using like a Rexona or a aluminium spray on deodorant in a can. I can't fathom putting that sort of toxin into an area that sits right beside your lymph nodes. But I guess it's an awareness thing. Like I used to years ago and I didn't know any better. And I guess a lot of people don't. Not only with your deodorants, it's also really important with your body care products. What is going in your washing machine? What is sitting in your clothes? Like I can't stand fragrance based. I don't even know what they're called now, but all the washing liquids that you're washing your clothes in and just how strong they are. And I know if I stay at, you know, people's houses, I can smell it in the towels. Like I am sensitive to toxins, but even the smell of the towels and the sheets nearly knocks me over. So how is it that that sort of fragrance is even allowed in our products or the toxins or forever chemicals that are in so many of our products? And these products inflame and trigger our estrogen and all of our hormones and just mess with them. So it's the products in our home, in our body, like even clothes, if we want to go deeply, switching to more cottons and linens, because there's so many toxins, especially in activewear that's so close to, you know, our organs that, that can be quite dangerous as well. Even tap water, I haven't drunk tap water for, I don't know, maybe nearly 15 years now. We've got a really good filter and we just try to do everything in our home. And I wish I knew a lot of this to help mum, and I'm now helping dad on his cancer journey, but just to live low tox, to, you know, question things, to question doctors, to take lots of great supplements, to get blood tests, and to really just not normalize it. It was a conversation I had with a client yesterday where she just was like, thank you, Kate. She's like, I love our little health check-ins, which I do with some clients. Just not, you know, not medical advice, but just, hey, have you thought about this? Have you tried that? Could you get that test? What about this? I just want to share any of the things that I've learned in the help that people go and make these changes, because she had some pretty significant symptoms around her period that just do not sound right to me from all that I've learned. And so she's now booking in for hormone testing, as are a few of my clients and one of my team, which I'm so proud of. And I want to create this ripple where we really stop normalizing and numbing and band-aiding things in our bodies because we're busy, and we dive in and we make the changes now. And that was something that, you know, that mum shared with me. And last night before recording this, I made the brave, if not silly move of listening to a recording that I recorded a conversation with mum. It went for about, I think, 25 minutes, 8 weeks before she passed. So I've had that for whatever it is, 14 months, and I haven't been able to listen to it. But last night I decided to, and as you can imagine, it wasn't easy. And listening to that and in the conversations we had about, I guess, what she wished she knew or done differently. And one of her biggest frustrations was, you know, and she talked about just magazines and newspaper articles, and even, you know, when you'd see it on, say, let's call it, say, the Today Show or different shows or whatever it is where they talk about, you know, breast cancer or prostate cancer and, you know, around raising money and around the statistics and how bad it is. And she said, never anywhere did I see anything about prevention. Maybe it was like, go and get breast screening done, which is great, but that's almost waiting until, you know, that's okay, well, the cancer's here now, so now what do we do? That's the type of prevention that we're getting it early on, which is amazing and still important. But how about we start teaching women about their hormone testing, about living low tox, about not not ignoring their body's symptoms, and starting to work in a way that's more in alignment with them and reducing the stress, because stress, again, stress and too much sugar can lead to cancer as well. And that was one of her biggest frustrations, that it's not shared and it's not talked about. And that's something that I really want to do, when I want to help to be that voice of change, and I want to make hormone testing something that is just common. It's as common as a blood test for women or a breast check or an ultrasound, that we just get that done every couple of years. We keep an eye on our bodies. We get our blood tests done and we keep our copies and we reflect on them, because like some doctors are great. I'm not knocking them all, or naturopaths or everyone. But like, we are the ones in control of our health journey. They're all doing the best that they can, but they're all seeing so many patients, and it's up to us to really take the reins on that and keep things, check back on them. What was happening here in my life? Why was that elevated? Why is my iron really low? Why is it, you know, so high? Or my vitamin D? Again, are you getting your vitamin D tested? Another one, because that's one of the causes as well for breast cancer with women, because it's so low, because we're all inside now. And I've been taking some vitamin D supplements to try and to increase that and better that. And the other thing that mum shared was, which is one that hit home with me, and as much as I'm doing so many things to help myself with my naturopath and kinesiology and energy work and so many different things and being low tox, there's still some things in my life that I struggle. I have all the tools here, but there's just sometimes I have these blockages to actually start, especially around movement and doing some things to really take care of myself on a deeper level. I have the time, I don't have children, but I have a block that stops me from doing these things. And it frustrated me. So it's been frustrating me for a long time. And last night it probably even triggered and upset me even more just hearing that from mum, that she wants people to just start today, to do it now, to whether it was, you know, a book that you want to read or you want to learn something or it's movement. She was like, just start, like write a page or two a day in your journal or read a couple of pages a day or just go for that walk around the block. But just start. And she said, it was like, it's pretty amazing when you just do those couple of little things, how much impact that can have. And I guess there's, you know, there was so many reflections as well on like what she wished she had done differently. And that was less work. That was more time with friends. And it was more time just being, because she just valued work above all else to her detriment. And she didn't know how to be, and she didn't know how to be vulnerable, I guess, until towards the end, because she was deeply spiritual. She, you know, always said that she was an earth angel and was so much into, angel numbers and all of those things, as well as just being, you know, deeply Catholic. And so she had those two beautiful, you know, pieces of her faith. And even on the day that she passed, she was holding a little selenite crystal wand in one hand and this beautiful little timber cross, I think with Mary MacKillop on it, that my dad's cousin, who's a bishop, gave her. So that was really who she was. So as much as she deeply believed in those things, she still struggled to go and do the kinesiology, to have those deeper conversations, because she was taught to just get on with it. And that was how she used to teach me. And it didn't work for me. And I think that was part of the reason for some of my health challenges. It was the, you know, almost that school of hard knocks that no one wants to hear, kind of leave your problems at the door. You're here to work, just keep going. And that farmer mentality. And I think towards the end, she started to realize that really didn't work for her life. And we reflected on how that's really not working for a lot of women in their lives currently. And it's something I'm sure that you're probably reflecting on listening to this. Is there something that you could do differently in your life? Is there something that you've been numbing or band-aiding or thinking, oh, I need to get that checked one day? Is it just time to do that? Because it's just such an important thing. And if we have the awareness now and we can start making the changes now, impact is just immeasurable. And as I've said before, and to a lot of my clients, you can have the best branding and process and, you know, client offering and all of those things. But if we're not okay and we're constantly exhausted, everything just feels so much harder than it needs to be. And this is why I'm so deeply passionate about supporting women holistically and looking at all the sides of their life and business as best as we can, of what needs some shifts, some change, some releases, and some support, so that things do get to get better and they do get to be easier. And you know, hopefully that you don't have to go through the heartache that my family went through. And, you know, that woman did put up an incredible fight. She was stubborn to the end, even on her last day, and survived 5.5 years after that terminal diagnosis, when at first they thought it might have been less than 6 months. She definitely did continue to surprise the doctors and myself. And I miss her, you know, immensely. We had a challenging relationship and really started to heal that over the last 12 to 18 months. And I finally got the mother that I wanted. And then I lost her a couple of months before my 40th birthday. And there's been, you know, so many lessons from her cancer journey and the way she lived her life and my health journey. And it's reshaped how I live my life and how I run my business. And I'm now taking those lessons and I'm sharing them with the beautiful women in my community in the hope that they're open to take those changes on for a better experience. Because I'm so passionate about setting up solid foundations in our life and in our business, whether that's with our finances, our meal planning, the way that our houses run, our health and our movement, you know, to our finances and our brand and our process and everything in between. Because without those solid foundations, things get messy, they're harder than they need to be, and nothing feels grounded. I really, really do want to speak to this more over the coming years, like months and years, and I know that I will. Business will always still be my passion, but there's also an underlying passion here that's not spoken about enough, and it's sort of forgotten or not spoken about. And that's why when I host my retreats, and there's one that we're launching next month, that we go deeper into these conversations. We have very real conversations as women, and I think they just find it so refreshing, because even one of them last time, we had a really big chat about our cycle. And she just said, I've never had these conversations. It was always taboo in my house and I can't talk about it in front of my family. And that's would be common for so many women. And it breaks my heart. And there was things that she was able to learn and go on and implement in her life that will make changes after that conversation that we had. And this is why I host these retreats, to bring women together to talk about things differently and to have deeper conversations and to really reflect. Because otherwise we just become these kind of robots in our life where we're head down, bum up, doing the same things week in, week out, you know, whether you're running the business or not, whether you're in a career, whether you have children, there's so many layers to it that these things just don't become important. But if there's anything I took away from mum's life and that conversation that I recorded is to just start now and to take care of you so that you get to be here to see your kids grow up, that you get to be the grandmother that you hope to be, and you get to live a longer life. Not like mum, who had finally had things slow down at the farm, have the house renovated, have her first grandchild born, second one very close to being on the way, and having her daughter living back at home. Everything had come together as she wanted and she was taken from this earth. And I don't want to see that happen to other women. So I'm here to do things differently. I'm here to have the deeper conversations. And you won't hear the quickest way to six figures in my business or how I scaled overnight or a false success story, which, God, I'm seeing so many of those at the moment and it's sickening, or a hustle culture message, but you will get authentic and honesty in the hard bits and the good bits and everything in between. There's no magic pill in life and business. It takes work, it takes consistency, and it takes foundations. And I know that might not be for everyone, because some people are happy to be the, you know, the boss babe, the scale at all costs, the burnout, the be the best, whatever it might be. But I'm here to keep it real. So stick around. I'd love to continue to go on this wild ride of life and business with you. 6 years in, I finally feel like I have the space to step into what I want to do in this business. The chapter with mum's closed and I have that space and awareness. I know what I want to do. There's been no rush. I've been working on me. I've built solid foundations and a great team. And now the really exciting bit starts to unravel. So thank you so much for being here. And make sure that you share this episode with those that you love in the hope that we can prevent illness, make changes in our life, happiness and health, and just have a better experience, because we all deserve that. Until next time.